I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. And through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharipati Putra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. And having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. And there is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, or no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata, Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharvati Putra, the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gods, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Jesus, 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 Jes Jala Jala Sawade, Nya 俺真的记住俺的东部是吧现在俺的俺说也让你也那当时候俺说也刚去是吧变得去了才能刚去那当时候但俺说也那当时候感觉起刚了那对是老外也能说起的
So first of all let's examine ourselves our way of existence and the way in which how we actually exist ourselves andIn other words, one can also look at our own situation at this point of time. So all of us has a common goal to overcome suffering because suffering is that all of us, you know, have a great desire to overcome.
Mhm. 아스게 따지스게 제고 나면 쇼게네 알로네 군다파데 레카체데 카리던데 레고르스나 동해지 무유비 된다레 레카체고 여러와스.
So if you look at ourselves very carefully, you know, in our day-to-day life, you know, right from the morning till the evening, we spend our time working, right? So the purpose of working is to, again, is to overcome suffering. We long to achieve some kind of happiness. It is for that purpose we start working from the morning till the evening.
Mm-hmm. 여러다 든지 영어서기 동해 면대시비 동해대 아니 배나 추네시비 기타 동해 라파라파 지리마도 아니 추제네 이 코메보 차트 그르생이 동해대 말아왔습니다.
So however the suffering that we recognize or that we identify is the kind of suffering that is very gross. It's a very gross level of suffering that we recognize and identify, and through identification of those gross level of suffering we then try to get rid of that kind of sufferings. And it's not the kind of suffering that needs to be gotten rid of by, you know, by practicing Dharma.
Just a short like so on the ni donghen don't you just say ja donghen ni la ngoba juk sedarwa ma so kanga la donghen men nga donghen de men de jin ji tyanda ye sen yore da yena ya donghen yoe ge ju ni la ka du ni ro ro pare so ya
sa. So therefore, the great Indian master Chandrakirti has stated that though all of us, all beings, do not desire for sufferings, we engage in the actions that accumulates cause for sufferings.
Ani soso ki mende ba kanshe chila yang mende bi ki chitela nganga shushu du de de kari onge chonga re salawa ina salawa.
The suffering that we really don't want, it's really come about. You know, why it is really, you know, it's really coming after us, and why it is really happening to us. Because we all have a, you know, genuine desire to overcome suffering. Yet at the same time, suffering always coming along with us.
Mishibi timu ngerwa, dewa ndechen timu pe rangi gewa drata chongsen doa, rangi dewa drata chongsen.
So it is said all of this happened because of ignorance, because we have very intense ignorance that prevents us from accumulating cause that give rise to sufferings. And so it says though that we have a genuine desire to achieve happiness, but we always destroy the cause of happiness. Says. So all of this, in brief, happening with us is because of ignorance, because of unknowing, and that is happening.
Then mishibi onge te ngarong ngarong la nuntu tu nero yana tang ya kariche gorasal lau guguro ala dale.
So now, if this happens because out of my ignorance, so what should I do now? So this is the question we need to ask ourselves. So in order to overcome suffering is to first, then we need to listen to what kind of causes and conditions we need to accumulate to overcome sufferings. We need to listen to that. And through listening, then we need to engage in the practice to overcome
sufferings. Mm-hmm.
So whatever the teachings that you may have received or you may have listened to, and then try yourself to contemplate upon not mere word, but rather try to contemplate yourself on the meaning of the teachings, whatever the teachings that you may have received, and then try to analyze and scrutinize, you know, the meanings.
아니 투비 따테니라 아니 라니 시신디와 로아 감비 따테니라 라니 니모초 요거스 들어서요로
그래서 but the sign of listening to the teachings of the dharma and one becomes so very peaceful looking person that's a sign of listening to the dharma and the sign of sign of meditation, so sign of meditating on Dharma, whatever the Dharma that you have listened to, the sign is to subjugating one's own mind, or subduing one's own negative state of mind.
Soma nagi ye ni nibo danda chimbo ji tyenbi danda la ni maso teni de ni ruru chego yoro asla da.
So our sole purpose or the main purpose of being gathered together here in the, at the center is to extract what we call extract the essence from our fortunate human rebirth.
Mm-hmm. 인선이 될 딘디게 들어와 대천부 조사 될 라니 해발라 토마 쫑낭도 지로
So then we need to really delight ourselves being able to participate in such a place to gather together to extract the essence from our fortunate rebirth or the leisure and fortune
저도는 남한테 손주는 로가 추세인데 추송이에 추녀에지 지기지 변나 사고고 지라 잡이서지 동나지 전에 대주에 말해서 안 되는 게 추와야 되는 손진도 와
So it is we have a saying because when we are receiving the teachings and one must not really listen to the teachings with a very grumpy looking rather one must be very delighted we try to maintain a delightful looking, at least an external appearance.
인자는 가서 이게 다 등지기 즉 가와다 떠나는데 영하나로 와. 근데 이제 오늘 라니기 된다 내에서인데 다 예비 선제 탄지기 되는 오늘 된다 친구지게 받은 거로 누구인 강 두두두지 누구인 누구한테 해봐지 제가 대체다. 나 대리인데 해야 하는 거는 지로 와. 상추생 생수생 단르는 지로 와.
So then with this. Maintenance of the delightful looking, one then cultivate the motivations. My main purpose of listening to this dharma or the discourse is to benefit myself and all other sentient beings as well. So it is this purpose. I'm so fortunate to be able to participate in this place, to gather together to benefit myself and that of other sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. 그래서 미바 대체는 등주기 된다스게 사마시나 라니게 된게 난칼라로와 템버 투병 보내 버치라 진짜 자세요 저랑 진지 사나도 대이 내랑에 저랑 게다 아니 뭘로바는 이제 내가 그래서 저도 로바는 이제 내 제용이 제투어지 신절로로지 라고 되지 전에 미바 책임 달라다 제시는 상추기 생
So let's try to focus on the visualization at this point of Buddha Shakyamuni in front of yourself. In other words, you are being in the presence of Buddha Shakyamuni, and then you cultivate the motivations just as you have undergone intense practice of Dharma when you're on the journey to state of enlightenment. So may I too follow your footsteps to engage in the practice to gain the state of enlightenment. And Buddha, may you please bless me to be able to do this. So this is what we are going to visualize.
Tendrugin, Kunochiba Jenjaman, Constant Bassayichun, Tambichu, Jean-Jacques and Jetangela Pemba, Devon Bashi Lake, Topji Reyes.
So, with these motivations, then we are receiving the teachings, the discourses, is to benefit, you know, all oneself and all other sentient beings. So, the Dharma teachings that we are receiving here is, you know, rooted to the teachings given by the Buddha himself, Buddha Shakyamuni. And Buddha was initially, he was not primordially enlightened being. He was like us, you know, he was ordinary beings who then engaged in the practice of Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
By means of perfecting his own practice in Dharma, then he gained state of enlightenment. And after gaining the state of enlightenment, he then taught the Dharma, whatever the Dharma, the experiential knowledge that he had, then is given teachings to all the disciples.
Then ane shamba na jizen jambe yang ki june ane gombo lu da papa thome ye june jaga ki pendu na la na ro nya nyu ki ane jaga ki pendu na nya sa len do ba rang ji le chung.
So then those teachings are then transmitted to Buddha Maitreya, Manjushri and Asangas and so on. And Aryanagarjuna.
Any Tedagi Sumbala Deni Nyasalene Jagab Pindu Nanjikan Sumba Deni Nyasalene any Toba Hanjila Chung Rawa Deni any Masupeo Kanjang Jola any Jagab Pindu in the Sudan Peo Kanjang Jola Peo Kanjang Jibutamba Naja Nyasalene Bala Deni Toba Hanjila Chung Chung be Hinkunda Wode any Chisata Masuki Lapan Yubi any Lanichamu Singati Shudi Jashanjiro.
So this is the transmission of the teachings starting from the Buddha to all those, the lineage gurus, in other words, the great Indian pandits, such as Nagarjuna, Asanga, and so on. And all the teachings are integrated and then engaged in the practice of all those teachings by the noble beings and gain the high levels of spiritual realizations. And so in this particular teachings that we are engaging right now is at the teachings that is it is encapsulation of the teachings of all those great beings. So it is safe to say that this discourse is such a discourse that can be that cannot be found in any other traditions. So the reason why I said that is because it's not something that is scattered, but rather it is all integrated. And you are actually ready to take a step yourself, step by step. So it's a very succinct way of, learning and, practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you, it is definite that if one is unable to undertake the practice of this lamrim or the discourses, then it is certain that we'll not be able to gain state of enlightenment or not be able to perfect our spiritual realizations. if one is able to engage in this practice sincerely, then it is certain that we will be perfect and gain this high levels of spiritual realization. There's no doubt about that. So therefore, it should be taught in such a way by the teacher, you know, must have a motivation of just to benefiting him or herself, or rather to benefiting entire sentient beings. And similarly, from the part of listeners, listener must cultivate the motivations of one's own, purpose of listening to these teachings is to benefit all other sentient beings, not only for one's own self. So it's not something that I'm being, imposing some kind of rules or whatever, but rather this is the tradition of receiving the teachings of the Mahayana, or the Mahayana teachings, because when you receive the teachings of the Mahayana, and both from the, from the teacher and as well as receivers of the teachings, need to cultivate bodhicitta.
So
those are all again stages that we have gone through, previously. The stages Rinpoche has actually started from the sequence in which the disciples are to be taught the actual instructions of the Lamrim or stages of the path to enlightenment. And so in this then we have the four three stages, which is the higher scope and then the scopes and the middle scope and the small scopes, and then within the small scopes there's a way of how to listen to the discourses of the Dhamma, and having listened to the Dhamma and how one can actually train one's mind, and then going on to that, then it will take you to how to importance of taking refuge in three jewels. And this will then take you to the next level, which is the one's own, having a convinced faith in law of causality is the source of happiness. So now if we were to ask the questions to ourselves, how we can begin ourselves to practice Dharma, is so one can begin ourselves to practice Dharma is by developing a faith of conviction, of law of cause and effects, or the law of karma. So then we went through those, you know, reflecting on the karmas and its effect in general, and the actual way in which to reflect in the general, reflecting on the distinctions among the varieties of the karma. And then the actual way in which to reflect in general, the actual way to reflect on the karma and its effect entails 4 points, right? The certainty of karma and the magnification of karma. It says magnification of karma is second, and then not experiencing the effect of actions that you did not do. And that the actions, the fourth one is that the actions you have done do not perish. So out of those four, so we have covered about two, which is the certainty of karma and magnification of karma.
Jinja singi chidi ye tandala leka ledon rondu chendo or kare chena jinja chigi tandala chedo or ala danga soi chue chena jinja lende sen mazen jinja ro ata.
So without, you know, reflecting our mind on the dharma, but also if we try to look at ourselves on our day to day life, you know, when we're doing something, whether we say it or not, but we're doing something to create some kind of cause to have effect. So everything that we our day-to-day interaction or our day-to-day actions are all to accumulate some cause, and, you know, then having a desire to have some kind of result out of creating a cause. So this is, you know, we all have this, you know, in common.
Mm-hmm.
So all the happiness and sufferings of within and outside, in other words, environment and the living beings, living within this environment, all of those happiness and suffering of both environment and living beings within this environments are all, you know, dependent upon its own cause, whether we experience happiness or suffering. So now let's read through this, the Lamrim text.
So the Sachi Guni Channel, Pechawa, Jebu Chunchuji Mato Menayan, Juchunchuji Menayan, Jebu the Shuji Pedro Reyes, Dikacha Timbakasi.
So we're actually focusing right now, we are going through this magnification of karma. So in the Tibetan, it's a Pechawa, it's a multiplication of karma, in other words.
So we
can take a sense of what we really mean by magnification of karma is one can, you know, set a metaphor of a seed. You know, if you have any kind of seed that you have, and if you plant that seed, and how that really develops. And this is
how karma develops.
So now we are really focusing on what will happen to us if we disregard observing morality or the moral conduct.
So Guju choka tan sowa tsutin yonbi onge le jeba tan jeba njo las. Rangri ki tenpa nyangin lendebe jesan ko je dushu jinnan, dushu pa nan tsujin de nyamari re tsutin yonbi le jeba son sowa sa.
So, let's read through this text. It says, furthermore, those of you, if you know, I think this is the page 112, and next, you know, the second paragraph is furthermore, it is said that during the continuation of the teachings of the teacher Kokuchanda, 980 million householders and renunciates were born as Nagas on account of their lapsed rituals, livelihood, and ethical disciplines. During the continuation of the teachings of the teacher Kanyakumani, there were 640 million. During the continuation of the teachings of the teacher Kasyapa, there were 800 million. During the continuation of the teachings of our own teacher, which is referring to Buddha Shakyamuni, 990 million will be reborn as Nagas. Even since our own teacher passed to Nirvana, those of the four types of the followers who commit sins and whose ethical discipline lapse are reborn as Naga.
Mm-hmm. De ngaso terwa bena ngaso ki kewa telese gora keza sanje tumpe no gi dandang ngaso daje temba de nanje je ba ro tombo koanji setu yosun shaje tu ba ro nanje je ba.
So it is said there will be as thousand Buddhas will be thousand Buddha will emerge on this planet Earth for the benefit of other beings. And out of the thousand Buddhas, and three Buddhas has already appeared and emerged in this planet Earth and gone. And now at this time is what we call the fourth Buddha, which is Buddha Shakyamuni's doctrines, in other words. It is the fourth Buddha. And so all those Buddhas that, you know, if we were to, you know, count, I mean, if we were to pronounce their name, it's just starting from the Buddha Krakuchanda, Kanyakumani, Kaspaya, and those are the three past Buddhas, and the present Buddha is Buddha Shakyamuni.
Tanga so jiwa kar jaw gur sana ani daje dembe de gitemba de no sona ani jawa shamba ani ne chu doji de lan zeba junyu ci tyang phe gure de de ko sona so jawa shambi sho dong de je thu ye mon jo gur la de je thu na ani nga so te zre wa chim bo yor la de ya.
So now the what kind of hope that is left for us right now is during the Buddha Shakyamuni's time, if one engages in the practice, you know, sincerely, if one engages in the Dharma practice sincerely, and then in the future, when the Buddha Maitreya emerge in this planet Earth and turn the wheel of doctrines, or they keep giving the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, and then we have hope for, you know, being a disciple of the Buddha Maitreya. And that is the hope that we have right now.
Tanga song peche jewa jema lele chin rogo yinpan dala da di shewa cha guchu kogo nolo peche nga su tsuyo jela da nga su daje tembe ge tsuchun da damba lene choga jima chikin te nga su song mewa la da.
So it is, you know, according to that, this is a continuation of the teachings of our own teacher. 990 million have been or will be reborn as Naga. So probably we are also counted one of those Nagas, you know, in the future, because we haven't been really able to, you know, observe the moral discipline. So why those beings are born as a Naga is those who have not been able to observe the moral conduct or the moral discipline or the ethical discipline were born in the near Nagas.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also a prophecy by saying that though you have taken rebirth, you know, as a Naga, and having again, when you pass away from that existence, Naga's existence, and there will be a positive rebirth, possibility of having a positive rebirth as well. So therefore it says, if you read through the text, it says, nonetheless, it is said that although their practice is not pure upon their deeds as Naga, and the transference to a new life, they are reborn as a deities or human through the power of their unlapsed, it's an unlapsed conviction in the teachings. So here the unlapsed conviction in the teachings here really referring to the appreciation to law of cause and effect. Without the declining or the letting the degeneration of taking refuge in individuals. So the reason why we say that though one have taken rebirth as a Naga, and we still have a great chances of taking rebirth and a high rebirth in our once you transcend from Naga's realm, it's because though we engage in the negative deeds, because of our conviction and the faith or the appreciation to law of cause and effect, and we at least have some kind of feelings inside that, you would like, you maybe want to engage in practice of what we call the purifications, and you still have a convinced faith in three jewels. It is because of those two, power of those two faiths, then that will enable you to take a heightened state of rebirth, in one's future life. It says, except for those who enter the Mahayana, all of them will pass into Nirvana during the teachings of those who will become Buddha in this auspicious eon. So it says those beings, within this auspicious eon, there will be emergence of that we talked about earlier, emergence of the thousand Buddhas. And during the time of one of those Buddhas, then they will be taken, they will gain the state of enlightenment, or they will achieve the state of arhathood. So if we have a hope for achieving either state of enlightenment or the arhathood, then we really become enthusiastic of engaging in practice. Isn't that right? So then it says, therefore, solidify the certainty that even the subtle of the virtuous and non-virtuous actions follow you like a shadows and produce both great happiness and great sufferings. Then strive to cultivate even the subtle of virtues and eliminate even the subtlest of sins and infractions.
총례 마테스로션 하면 되면 돼. 칼 칼은 칼라 샤다 네바티스 정말해 진조와신 레바신의 네바시 네바시에서 레바시다 네바시 대단 로이 지스랑 제단 나자 뇽하다 랑주 동해 조와다 대신 나자 마제비 대지리 마제비 신제단의 년론도 제단 나자 만도반 나주 대원 조와다 대신 나자 셰바이 신제단의 년론도 셰단성도 대바다잖아.
So then let's go to again, let's read through the text. The collection of the indicative verses says, just as the shadows of the bird who dwelt in the sky move along with them, and begins, beings are followed by what right and what wrong they have done. And just as when those with few provisions set out on the road and travel in sufferings, living beings who have not cultivated good karma travels to the miserable realms.
Interesting. The Chamojin, Lud Tomasin, the Dogoris, Ben Nankana Shadin, the Shaki Tomatonki, Marida, Nankata Nyondo Rodoyor was Lended, Ditun Chamojin, Randa Nyondo Dogoris.
So, it's an example because when one has actually accumulated karma, and regardless of whether the karma is very intense, whether it is negative or positive, and the propensity of the karma that you have accumulated will follow you like a shadow, and just like the birds, when the birds are actually flying in the space, though you will not be able to vividly see the shadows of this particular birds, but the shadow is always there to follow shadow is actually is followed to the birds. In the same way, you know, your negative karma or the positive karma, as long as you have accumulated or you have done, and this will follow you. So it's also the verse it says, just as when those who have prepared many provisions set out on the roads and travel in happiness, living beings who have cultivated good karma travel to the happy realms. So it is again this example, you know, set out in a very ancient time, particularly in Tibet, you know, when we are planning to go somewhere and we have to make sure that you have enough food to eat, you know, during your journey, whether you're planning to, you know, on the journey for a month or a week and so on. So you have to have all this, everything, you know, you're equipped with all the foods and so on. So without that, again, without having those, you know, sufficient foods prepared, then you'll have suffering on the road, right? You'll have, during the journey, then you'll have a lot of suffering. So that's why this is the example that the verse is actually setting out.
ngaron chon ani chewashima penche chedele zo mro de chewashima penche che dogoro as drobi langja te ani dambi chure yinji miji dambi chure de dogore as danda de ro.
So our, you know, when we pass on to the next life, and so for the, you know, when you are on the journey from this life to the next life, and we have to have again, we need to prepare when one is, you know, engaging in this journey. So, but one's preparation, the beneficial preparation is Dharma. So Dharma is the only one that benefits us or when one is taking those journey. So, you know, without speaking of Dharma, But when we talk about in cause and effect, you know, the effect must follow the cause, right? So next verse it says, and also do not scorn even the tiny sin, thinking that it will do no harm. It is through the accumulation of drops of water that a great vessel gradually fills. So it really happens to us because we always being very careless of those little negative deeds. We always, you know, it is always happening to us. Let's take an example of Tibetan, you know, for instance, like Tibetans, when the mosquitoes are really, you know, they're on their hands or so on and try to, you know, suck their blood, and then, you know, deliberately they will just, you know, hit and then killed. That's an example of small instant. So that's why, you know, we have to be very mindful, even when we are walking outside, you know, not just gazing out, we are gazing in the space or sky, but rather just look at in front of you what's there. And, you know, though we are not really engaging in negative deeds and killing those insects and so on, you know, intentionally, we, you know, are engaging in negative deeds unintentionally, you know, countless times. So we have to be mindful of that. It says, oh, this is why we have to be very careful with this, because even those great beings, you know, noble beings who have gained high levels of realizations, it is because due to their past deeds, their past karma, and they have to give up their part of their, you know, body, you know, limbs of their, you know, their limbs and so on. For instance, Arya Nagarjuna's, one of his life story. And one of his continuation of his life, and he was actually cutting a grass, and accidentally he cuts the, you know, he cut off the ants. It was accident. However, it is because of that karma. Even though that he has gained a heightened state of realization, he has gained high levels of spiritual realizations. It is said that there were a person who were actually begging his head, and because of his bodhisattva's commitment, and he had to give up his own you know, head, and then offer to others. So it is all the result of karma that he has accumulated. So this is how we have to be careful. So then, you know, let's see what's happening here in the United States. Like, we always got, we mow the lawns, and not only we're just cutting, we're cutting them into pieces all the time.
문제는 다시다 매번 말이 변화 쇼킹 한번 한번 오는데 파트너 쇼킹 한번 된부터 사운드 내야 쇼 되는 거 다시다 요래 이나요 밥이 거슬러 토나요 그 지치스 제메 샤와체네 지 데스 지 세만올라 소나 예비 토나 지제나 안데스 라고 말어
그러니까 it's really, you know it's very what Rinpoche is saying is we of course we have to cut the lawns and so on more the lawns but we have to do it very very carefully not just neglecting whatever there is you know it's just being very careless and you know reckless but rather try to be very focused and have some kind of feeling inside and that is it is more beneficial
and then she da anje da dipachung da jande dipachung jipachung kasa dipachung she dani je sa shije mu ma sen shi sa chi tibar hong wa yi nyen chen da ne gan nyen chen gan wa de jen do junze sa bi de be chang shi ba ra do gan wa jer gewa chungi dani ji shi ji mung ma sen shi chi tiba long wa yi bomba kan wa ji jin do jo ze sa bi gewa yi temba ro to kan wa ji she ta han shi wa te pa lo ro chi da
so then pa says and the further do not think that the commission of even a tiny sin will not pursue you just as a large vessel is filled by a falling drops of water So too is a full filled up this sins accumulated a little at a time. Do not think that that the cultivation of even a tiny virtue will not pursue you. Just as a large pot is filled by falling in drops of water, so too are the steadfast filled up by the virtues accumulated a little at a time.
Tendo dodo channel dipa chunchu chin na ya sen do se chen ma je yo yo chunchu chin na la chi se chen de de ngal phen gre ma la wa chen in chi mi chi du shu song ro wa tanda
so overall meaning of those verses are saying is because even a very tiny a very minor if you think as a just very minor negative deeds try our best not to engage in those negative deeds and try to abandon those negative deeds and then conversely then we try to even the minor positive deeds one always try to try to engage in this positive deeds or the virtuous deeds
so me sansang chipa de manro ning yeo jeo 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 ne deseo jeo geu salada
So, Rinpoche said that he'll just go through the text and then he'll stop at a certain point and then we'll take a questions.
Zonzon, Chusuki Pesha Malubi Kalangi, Tika Tula Chua Adrin Tanga Sona Te Taja Jani Ha, Tla Adroya De Nye Ka Yeri Sala. Zonji Li Ha, Tisei Jati Ha, Maybe Sona Cha, Tani Cha Dua Dua.
You know, there might be a possibility that some of you may have questions you already have highlighted some verses or the lines that you may have some questions that you haven't been able to deliver your question so we'll today we'll definitely leave the questions time for questions
tak ka diyu ning la wi ro nga su chi ma o nu man jo and roe yi thila ma je wa che ro gang ka ri kha tu shi so na ra ni le te chi ro she ba ji nya ye ba chi ro
So I always, suggest not to really rush to go as much as you can, go through the text. But rather, whatever that we learn, try to internalize the learning process that we went through. That is the most productive way of practicing.
我的記憶啊,記了的老師說,講到卡特的那些,記了的老師說,那這都沒記了沒了的嘛,讓你來去過了。
So and if someone asks you since you have received the teachings of Lamrim and can you just explain me what's meant by taking refuge in three jewels? What is meant by relying upon a spiritual teacher and so on? So then if you are unable, it's not again you really need to explain it to others, but if you are you yourself has not been able to understand what is meant by taking refuge in spiritual, what is the purpose of actually you know, relying upon a spiritual teacher and so on, then our entire, you know, the time that we have taken is then, you know, meaningless.
bet du su zo de nyang le se ke che ma tu na ro ang so len de shi bi ka de ngene len de se de kan de yin na so chi pe je yen da ba yu de so chi gu mo da ton ro bi ka yin na ro len de se de kan de yin na se ro ji so so ge sa na ton sen ba le so ba le gi de chang ro se de ngene kan de ji le se ge yo na so sen ba le so ba le ju gu de la de ro
so it's a very process of contemplative, in other words, it's a contemplative process. You know, why I'm saying this is because at this particular time we were just going through this law of cause and effect, right? The karma. And then one need to just try to think what's really meant by karma and what's really meant by taking refuge in rituals. We always need to think, you know, again and again. So how can we really define someone who is a wholesome person or someone who is a positive person, in other words, is again really defined by what kind of, you know, motivations or the mind such individual has. And if, in order for one to, you know, one to become a wholesome or a positive person, it is done through the modification of one's own mind.
Sembal tagre ma do shi yu da na jung le ta ma pe so so gi khe song gi tan da la pen jo long shi jing pa me ta nge yo re so so gi khe song gi tan da la so so yong jo ta nge yo ro de si sembal da zo
so positive and negative person or individual is really defined by the inner quality, which is referring to mind, not really, you know, external quality or the external, you know, attractive, you know, physical feature, you know, or the physical gestures. That individual may maintain as such a positive gestures for name, fame, and, you know, wealth and so on. So that doesn't really qualify it, or the qualified person as a positive person or the good person.
Wa tendo do disuna jen la pemba chesana semba iton na pento na tenda ngubi ne si rani gi dewa du yu tenda la semba zo che ton tu na temba.
So it is to helping other beings or the benefiting other beings, one must benefit other beings through the depth of one's heart, and also when one is trying to benefit oneself, must be also done on the basis of cultivating a positive thoughts. This is how we really benefit oneself and others.
Rub the jinta, tsutin la, tsutin so la, kasa rub the jinta, tsutin la so machina, read the zuta la so yin din, nantane, donne rub the chishin, nona shuji, young rong, shimitella, singer, dewa tominja, rila soba, maya deeper machashin, rub the jinta, tsutin la so yin din, yachitunum, bouchu, jan so kawajin. Shimi tsela nye pa dewa jeban jiru geta mi gi le len jitin paru tu deta dungen jungwa rab tu nye xe ne dipa pangde gewi len la rab tu mbe dipa mi pa ta ne jitan dwe pa shu je so song tu.
So let's read through the text again. It says again, the garland of birth story. Stories, it says, by accustoming themselves to the virtuous and non-virtuous karma, human becomes habitual to those these actions.
Though you may ignore such matters, in other lives you will experience their effects like a dream. Those who do not train in generosity, ethical discipline, and the like may have good family lineage, good bodies and health, and may have great powers or enormous wealth, but they will not find happiness in their future lives. As for those whose family lineage and such are inferior, but who are not attached to sin, and who have qualities such as generosity, ethical discipline, their happiness in the future lifetime will grow. So if we talk about our, you know, human existence, or the human within the human existence, taken as a human rebirth, it is a consequence of our past positive deeds, having this leisure and fortune rebirth. And however, within this human life, our accumulations of karma is mixture of both virtue and non-virtues. So we have the effects of both positive and negatives by means of accumulating positive and negative karma in our past. And similarly, we will have experience of both positive, or in other words, sufferings and happiness in our future life because of our mixture, accumulation mixture of karma in this particular life. So then what should we really do in order to create only a positive karma or the virtuous karma? So therefore, we need to take an initiative of engaging in the practice of generosity and maintaining ethical discipline. So if we were to talk directly about what happens if one engages in practice of generosity, is as a result of practice and generosity, then one will have a wealth in one's future life. That is the direct, you know, explanation of, you know. So by means of observing moral conduct or morality, what will happen is one will gain happiness in one's future life. So Buddha has stated the result of those practice of generosity, having a wealth in future life, and having an experience of happiness by means of observing moral conduct or morality is said to be a very obscure, in other words, it is extremely obscure. It cannot be really understood or conceptualized by stating some reasonings. Rather, it should rely upon the text, or the, it says, it must be always rely upon the quotation of the Buddha's teachings, because it cannot be really, we will able to conceptualize
by reasonings.
做我做些新八东西的就不只了，就不只了这边的我只能我做我自己过了，办过了新八东西的，结果嘛的了的咯，感觉让给山南门这些呢，去去就新八人那里，家里人那样，山南门这些人了，人不就了过过了那的咯，我做几天比他人了，办过了这新八东西的，办过了这边就过过了哇。
So here, Bob, normally we have, you know, when we talk about engaging in practice of generosity, we're being generous to someone who is needed, you know, someone who needs something, right? For instance, homeless and so on. So, and this is how we normally, we roughly define as a practice of generosity, giving away something to someone who needs it. But here, according to the Dharma, it's practice of generosity. It's not necessarily that you are giving away your things to someone who is needed, but even a cup of water that you are offering to someone, mm-hmm. or giving some whatever that you have that you are just helping out, as you help out with non-attachment, without attachment. This is the practice of generosity.
So
here, when, again, by observing moral conduct or the morality, one gain happiness. Is, you know, it is, if we look at, if you think about our experience as a human being, if we engage in the observance of the 10 virtuous actions, 10 virtuous conduct, and eliminate the 10 non-virtuous actions, then suddenly, you know, there's no question that we'll be able to achieve this happiness. So when we are really, you know, when one really engages in the practice of engaging in 10 virtuous actions and eliminating the 10 non-virtuous actions, then, you know, how it really benefits us is you are totally into the observance of the 10 virtuous actions, and this will really, you know, it gives you an inner peace. That is the ultimate benefit that you are getting out of it. That is the ultimate happiness that you are getting out of it.
So
let's, you know, talk about the non-virtuous actions through body, the three kinds of non-virtuous actions through body, such as killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct and so on. So those, not only, you know, we will, if you engage in practice, or particularly the, you know, taking the life of others, or the killings and stealings, not only that you will have illegal consequences, but also it will destroy your peace of your mind. So it says then if one is unable to observe those virtuous 10 virtuous actions, and regardless of what kind of physical feature that you have, regardless of what kind of family lineage that you have, you maybe belongs to the very high caste or the noble family, and you have the powers and the wealth and so on, there's no benefit at all.
So
and also, if someone, you know, although that such individual is not really belong to a higher caste. In fact, if the person is very belongs to the category of very low caste and not really being a noble being and not having any wealth and name and so on and so forth, so long as such individual is observing the practice of generosity and morality, then and when it is such an individual is actually certain to have ultimate happiness in the future by means of practicing those practices of generosity and ethical discipline.
Pena nga so ye bebi tambe la roa pena nga ji ju kombo la yoten ji chin ja ga ma so roa roa nga ji min se yin sen de ni de la mi si ji yoten yo ma de so ma la da.
So in the Tibetan we have a saying, someone who is really, you know, become a bald or the ball of, you know, or the heap of a pride will not have a, you know, the quality of, you know, positive quality of even a water, it says.
Ni yaka ji de wo de dong bu 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 da ji de koko de se yo sa la ta ji je da nan sa koko yo se de la zang bu jie yo ge sa la da.
So then also there's another metaphor. If you look at the, you know, mountains or the hills, and most of those greeneries will be found where there is, you know, a little bit lower, not really high mountains, that you will not see those greeneries on the high mountains.
Tela tene kadam bil namaso ki nyone che yudi ro ji rani gi wala chuma ton ro yeme ngi ro ma sa zong ne ne yute ru do at ngo ye ne siro.
So therefore those great kadamba practitioners, the practitioners, when they practice dharma, they will just consider them as themselves as the lowest of all. You know, there's nothing is left below them except water.
Dele kron pe tagara ja do ta dan de ya ka ye chu yong su zo ba de ga so sa ra se na ma sa la so ne jang so cha gri ma do ru gang go ne chi de ge ma ra was.
So therefore it's in the text, all those, the water will just gather in the lower place, and finally all the source of water will gather in one place and it will form an ocean in the lower place, but not the high place.
Yang chidang tenusunga na kadong lama de tingsa ya da pena dimba jolo rang so ja sen chu gi ngang zero da ro rani gi se de ma sa zon ne du jin go sun shi shin de ba chi che ge ma do yang shi yi chu zhen nga shi wo jin se do lo jo bo gan ro de jian de ri ge ma de song ro dimba jolo rang so ja song.
So that's why again the Kadamba master said that dimba gyula rang so sha, which means transform one's mind and maintain one's physical appearance, it says. Because again, why it says is sometimes it happens, although without actually making any, you know, transformation within, in inner transformation, we kind of maintaining a very physical gestures of being very humble. So that's not right. We need to be, as you maintain your physical gestures being a very humble, but you also have to transform your mind. And your humbleness is really derived from the humbleness of your mind. That's what it says.
Dan kanje nga so ge rani le kheso de len shego me ro la da ro.
So what's happening is it's, we are really not being able to extract a benefit out of that.
La ba de no ba de se ya ro ro chi ko jo bo re se tu zo dong ye ke me do a so nga ne ga de chen na. Chi kare chene je do ro yang no ba kase lo ko jo bo re se di kare chen na tu zo dong bu ge yin chen ni da dong de ten de ye re ro. No ba de ten de me do a.
So here in America it's a little bit, I would say, unfortunate, because even you see a beggars and homeless and people will not insult them. Apparently, you know, they will not insult them in the public. So, and then some other places you could see when they see those poor people, and especially like beggars, they really insult them and looking onto them as a very low, very low.
Tāngā zhōng gāngi yī yu bī nōni tā rō lē mājē pā tā mē chē pā sī tē rē tā.
So the next, we are just focusing on not experiencing the effect of action that you did not do. So let's ngi dan ti sik ji ji lo ye sha ru shi ni lo sha mo no
ngi lo ba
ngi kang gi sik ji ji kha sha da gi
ne ta da ren la
no ru mi ji ja lo na sa
do ta da
ngi lo ye cha la sha so let's read through that. I just escaped one verse. As surely as the monsoons of the summer fill up the oceans, once you have become certain that the virtuous and non-virtuous karma give rise to happiness and suffering in lives beyond, eliminate sins and make effort to virtuous actions, and you, without faith, do as you will.
嗯，这就，就那，听这人多，但是，连眼巴的三巴了，对呢，你连眼的嘛，侬话这个话的，他这个人也算多，知道吧？连眼巴的三巴，所以呢，你连眼的也帮了，嘛，侬话这个话的，他这个人也算多，这个意思呢，让你。So
how we can now, you know, the way in which we approach ourselves to practice, how to eliminate those negative deeds, and engage in a positive deed is by reflecting upon the consequence of the negative deeds.
Lepi chewa de singe de la samba la tene ini gewa chunchu ji mina ya dugu re se dipa chunchu ji na cheji ma re se de chise ji ne cheju ya ma re se de ta chegu son do.
So by reflecting upon again the magnification of karma, then one refrain from engaging in negative deeds, even if that's a very minor, and one always try to engage in positive deeds as much as one could. So normally we become very helpless sometime, you know, when we are lacking some external conditions and such as material, you know, status and so on. So we become so helpless, and you have no objective at all. So here again, if we speak of being hopeful, well, if you, as you know, regardless of what kind of condition, you know, the external condition you may be, your situation may be, but as long as you have a firm conviction in law of cause and effect and taking refuge in three jewels, and then you will never become a hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really require external conditions to be a hopeful.
第一，你开始说的是呢，需要听见满藏贝的呢，让你先去查过个嘛嘞，是咯？得了啦，有让你来开诵一个主要要的，是啦，我是啦的。So
we really, in order to be a hopeful or be objective, it's not really require external conditions.
嗯哼，第二，开始听神的，对。
So I overheard from one of the Tibetan saying that there were a very young guy who was just 26 years old, and he just left his home, and he was employed by one of the hospital, and somehow he committed suicide because you know, it's so what it really says is it is evidence of really focusing on the external conditions. There's some kind of lack of external conditions, then people, you know, go crazy and then, you know, engage in that kind of actions. So initially he was a very happy person. He said, I'm happy and I have everything. And then again, it changes, you know, it's always, and then he wasn't very happy, something happened with his friends and so on. So as long as you have a conviction in those three jewels and, you know, of faith in law and cause and effect, so you will never be left alone. There's no sense of loneliness. So not experiencing the effect of actions that you did not do. If you have not accumulated the karma that is caused for an experience of happiness or sufferings, you will in no way experience the happiness or suffering that is its effects. Those who enjoy the fruits of the innumerable collections amazed by the teachers need not have accumulated all of the causes of these effects, but they do need to accumulate a portion.
Rani ge le sa me na khasing la wa na gi ge rani nyaw na ro gu yin si la ro wa yang me jin da ji ge ma me tong tha mo bo yi ma tin me tong tha mo bo yi jao ni bi na la ro thu gu ma de ta so do rani ge sa me na
as long as you have not really accumulated a karma that you will fall into a lower realm such as hell realms, and even if you want to go to hell realms, you will not take everybody in that hell realms. Even if thousands of people will push you into the hell realms, you will not take everybody in hell realms.
Then this is the bed with the special rasa mari ro bed in the do kasi nge chu ko sone na kasi jaga la ngma jibo chi ge ni sanje yo so ge lambo chen ngi chi jane ku ji ma la ni kar sa banan shu sen ge ni banan chi ka di na no bu ge banan chi shu ne ku ka di na kang me chen ge ji ro chim ba da ni zo ba kang ga se de dan dan ngi chi do de de yi jibo de yi tin de yi ne ji po ne jibo yi de nan le wa de sa de ma no no ba sa de no ne jibo lo je je ma de jin tro ma tu sa kasi nge ti ne hi kasi ti gon ne ji hi sa de se je lo bo se nge ji do a kasi se pe na sa je yu su te shu ju go do me do pe na ro a ka sa go ta me je da ji le pa lan ta chi mo shu ji do a rwa pana tsa chenpo te keda chenpo yinpa la tene ni machi dragi jebo tere machi dragi jebo ye pana te tun dun su po ndwa jebo zentro chen tun dun po na yang jebo yi longshe jima na jebi nang na kadi le na ko sala nung rog dwa ko le machi pa da treya me dwa.
So that's a story, no, I think I'm not very sure that we shared this. So we shared this story, you know, last time about this cow, right? It was actually it's an extraordinary cow. So it was an extraordinary cow that has belonged to the ordinary person, but the king of this particular, you know, region was wanted that cow, and taken by the cow. You know, cow is actually taken by this king, you know, this person's cow. However, due to his own karma, that he has not accumulated to have this cow's extraordinary cow by himself. And whenever he takes, in fact, it says he has taken seven times, but it was like always, you know, sink under the, you know, earth or just, you know, vanished, and it happens. So the actions you have done do not perish.
Next.
So then the actions you have done do not perish. So those who have done virtuous and non-virtuous actions create pleasant and unpleasant effects. As Udatta Udatesh Tavamin priest of the exalted one says, the Brahmins say that the virtues and sin may transfer to others, like giving and receiving a gift. But you, O Buddha, taught that what one has done does not perish, and that done does not meet with the effects of what one has not done. It says.
Deci, sheba chi maza se de le chi sa cha na, yani le me gyewa chi na nyebo tagi cha na, yani mepo zo cha na dhe chi erwa. Le gyewa chi yani kunche chong me na chola dogo ma re es, tenda terwa.
So what it says is, you know, once the action you have done do not perish, is whether it's a positive or negative. If you have done a positive actions, if you have accumulated positive karma, this will not perish unless you have destroyed that your positive karma by means of cultivating intense anger and hatred. And so, and also, if once you have accumulated negative karma, then unless you have actually purified all the negative karma by means of application of four antidotes, and whatever the karma, the negative karma that you have accumulated will remain.
Digi tanda si rima tanda kote bodo an jabu nyong yungu maris. Chiba pate tanda te yin saya da karsa. Lala pejung yutuba sengen de chiba pate sengen de kanja shiroba nye ten dhiyo achale. Digi karsa na, shiroba tasa kare lago rasa sona, dipa de ma treba rwa. Shinba, any Rani Giba Lamba, any Chichil Mapoeba, as Toba Possing Jawa, Tendichi Songu Doos, any Sanjay Shanchu Tendu Songu Mendoos, Rani Gi Shed, Gi Lekaji Chesaina, the Tola Doya Mari, Tola Mendoba Kansela, the Rani Gi Nyongoras and the Songshas, Shiroba the Nambani Gi Cheba, Ye, Doba Tela, Longjang Tagudua.
So this actually quotation is really making a distinction between the ancient non-Buddhist Indian philosophy and the Buddhist philosophy. Here is because in the non-Buddhist Indian philosophy, it really says is there's a way that we can actually transfer your own negative karma to others. It's like something that you are giving your things to others. Whereas in the Buddhist philosophy, we always maintain that so long as you have done this negative deed by yourself, it is you who will be the responsible. You cannot really transfer your negative deeds that you have done to others.
Bishi tizun yo daro pen je de shebo bo kelen ge jin sona da kon chu ichi chi che ru ni ni che ge se ge che de ro ala da na ro de ke me len ge jin sona da ga ri ong ge yong re se sona da le ge du da sem ba ka na ge je sen ro ji hie ge ro jin de
ji really based on someone who really believes in the absolute being there who creates whatever, you know, then these questions will come up. Because if we do something, even though that you are doing bad things, but the whatever the bad things that you have done can be, you know, transferred to others. It is based on that. And so someone who is not believing in the absolute being, who is our creator and so on, then their main focus is to transformation of our own mind. Whatever you have done, and you yourself is responsible for that. Mm-hmm. There's no way that you can actually transfer whether it's positive or negative. So therefore, the point being made by the Shantideva is by saying that You yourself are your own savior, and you are your own foe or the man, or enemy. So this is the point why he made this.
That thing is in the Jebo Lechang answer. Then a share the reba minjum means Yenji share but two and Jeba may jet answer. They are lonely John. Len a gaba giant, chumisan, soda, tusa. Nien a legion on a name, Jebuta dunjoani, Jesun so or sonto.
And furthermore, let's read through the text again. Furthermore, the King of Concentration Sutra states, further, once you have committed an action, you will experience its effects. and you will not experience the effects of what others have done. Moreover, the base of discipline says, even in 100 eons, karma does not perish. When the circumstances and the time arrive, being surely feel its effects.
Tanilo nawa nagi girwa nyebo do dibi ongge ma songa ina ani kyopa jatung tha mongbo ga songa ina ani le de tan na hi de ba cha chen ngo de ro gore ju tin chen zaw so na de ne pin yong gore se tan da de ro.
So once what is really this verse is once you have already accumulated a karma, you know, regardless of the time frame, you know, how long you have accumulated those karma, and whatever the karma that you have accumulated will be remain within your mind as a form of potency. And then at some point when the conditions are ripened, and then this will manifest. So once again, I apologize. There's not much time, but you know, we'll take one question. So then if there's no questions, I'll share one short story about Mongolyana, one of the heart disciples of Buddha Shakyamuni. So the supreme miracle power, he was known as who has a very supreme miracle power, who performed a lot of miracle activities. That's it's a Mongolyana. And once he was, you know, one of his life, he was totally beaten up by someone. So at that point, you know, Shariputra appears, and why you got beaten up by those people? Why didn't you really perform your miracle power at that time? So it is because of the power of karma, let alone that I will perform a miracle power. I couldn't even remember that I had that power. So it is a ripening result of harsh speech that he had used in one of his previous lives.
So
even someone who has gained such a high levels of spiritual realizations will undergo this experience of the, you know, their karma. So we have to be very careful. So let's do the dedication by cultivating again thoughts and dedicating all our virtuous deeds for all others, the achievement of enlightenment of oneself and other sentient beings. And so by asking a question of ourselves, why we are trapped within this cyclic existence, or in other words, samsara. And so it is because we are unable to understand, you know, or properly the cause of, so the law of cause and effect. And we haven't been able to understand this unmistaken way of understanding of law and cause and effect. It is because of that, then we engage in negative deeds. And it is this is, well, as a result, we have trapped within this, within the samsara. And so today, by means of listening to the Dharma discourses of the Lamrim, and I will able to focus my, I contemplate on the law and glory and cause and effect unmistakably, and for the purpose of gain, achievement of enlightenment oneself and all other sentient beings. And may all root and lineage gurus, may you please bless me to able to do this. And let's dedicate all those virtues towards one's own achievement of enlightenment and that of other sentient beings.
Jin so be gyawade dendon jowa kyuno kompenda jebo jizun lo son jobo yi denbe nyembo rindu seje jo beje soje mendo jom Rero nije nende jimbo de Sanje shindo mide bewa ye Dogen nanda shindo shubo shu Kendo yanda nama tong Jemi chuje bela nonshe jin Sādāna jī yīndīn rāzu nī Dōjī chāngī gōpāñ yīndā shū Guru rāna mīrī lāgā nāyā dāyā mī Kīdō bīlī tsūnī nī kādā yāmbā kāshī sābā tī Lomi mari gidon jawana Nandrin jaye ombo da juji Dema sunbi tsera kundoya Jambi yanji tsebi jizoni Dimbi rinba kinsan la jicho Nyene jubi jena nishi cho Rangi chijin tobi lanjani Shodra zivi jangvi toki chi Joye yuji minba sishi ni Jaye tenpa yirin zinju chi Dambar chin choge ma chaba Chajanyamba chubi shodene Nyeje chinbu yira chuba ye Dede sewa shiba sho Sejin jaye mijong chin lele Le zhu shang chu lang zhi rin bhe chang Tang de nang zhi yi la bhe de xin Jia yun zhi bha rin du chung zhu qi Lang zang zhu bhe tin jin zhu xie jin Ge jin si ji meng dang meng ming gen Tera kundu jaya ngabayi Nanda nanda jewa manju chi Kansi tiba chula chishin chi Tsishin chula tsumba tiye tse Todin naji dadu chushi chi Jansu shokin cho juji Lamin kutsi rodin jin Naga chinle shokin je badan Lozan timbi jimin sasun jin Joye min se dadu nin juji
Zombo shishiro do mo wa.